Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning on you. We're going to start with last night's soccer action. The Europa League, Tottenham began their campaign with a 3-0 victory over Karabeg, despite going down to 10 men from the 7th minute when defender Radu Dragosan was shown a straight red card. Brennan Johnson, Dominic Solanke and Pape Sarr got their goals, but the scoreline doesn't reflect that Karabeg missed a host of good chances, including a penalty. Elsewhere, Rangers were 2-0 winners over Malmo in Sweden, and Katie McCabe's Arsenal had an easy 4-0 win in the Women's Champions League. Well, here at home, it's a really big night in the Premier Division. The leaders, Shelburne, have definitely been faltering lately, but they still have a 3-point lead over Derry City and a 4-point advantage on Shamrock Rovers. Tonight, Shelburne hosts Sligo Rovers, while Derry City travel to Drogheda, and Shamrock Rovers seek to play themselves back into the picture when they host Dublin rival St Patrick's Athletic. Waterford beat Galway United, and the bottom club Dundalk host Bohemians. The Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley yesterday acknowledging the importance of their clash with Pats.
Yeah, look, Pats, along with ourselves, are probably the informed team in the country. We know they have really good players to attack and part of their pitches. That's quite clear to see. So we know we got to be at it tomorrow night if we want to go and win the game, but that's definitely the aim. Our schedule's been really busy so far this month, and that continues on. But that's what we want. We want big games. You want to be involved in big domestic games, big European games. And obviously that continues tomorrow night, and we're looking to keep our run going.
In rugby, Leinster will have a crowd of 20,000 for their first home game of the season against Dragons at the Aviva Stadium tonight. They'll give a special ovation, no doubt, to Cian Healy, who will become Leinster's record appearance holder, with the Loosehead set to play his 281st game for the province. The 36-year-old will move past Devon Toner in the province's all-time appearance list, starting in a team that shows 7 changes from last week's win away to Edinburgh. Leinster's other prop tonight is young Tom Clarkson, who's been marvelling at Healy's achievement, especially when you add in all of his international games.
I think he's just a real calm and presence to have around the place. Like, not that he doesn't kind of like stand out or anything, but like nothing really, I would have said, phases him. Like, he just kind of gets on with everything, like in meetings and stuff. Just always has, you know, what he wants to say, he'll say it. And then, like, when it comes to the game, just think, particularly the front row, it can be very complicated. You can almost get a bit overwhelmed with how much you have to like focus on. He probably brings like a level of simplicity to it that is just real calm and presence to have around. Like, obviously unbelievable achievement and delighted for him. Like, thinking back how many games I've played, now he's what, 5 times that many, it's a bit crazy. Unbelievably excited for him. I don't think people really like can understand how hard that is. Like, 280 for club is class, but then add in the 130 or whatever internationally, it's, you know, it's mad how many games he's actually played in.
It certainly is, especially when you consider the physicality of the front row. In golf, great day for Ireland's Lauren Walsh, who's just one shot off the lead at the French Open. Shane Lowry, though, struggled in the Spanish Open at round of 75. He's 10 shots behind the leader, Spain's Angel Hidalgo, who's 6 under. The USA looks set to continue their President's Cup dominance. They completed a 5-0 whitewash over the international team in the opening 4 balls. In snooker, Mark Allen made a 1-4-7 maximum break in his third round match against Ben Mertens at the British Open. The Irish men's cricket team play South Africa in a T20 international in Dubai today. And in racing, Ross O'Sullivan's good spell continued when Eagles Reign dominated the Liam Healy Memorial Lartigue Hurdle at Listowel for £7 claiming jockey Tom Harney. That Listowel meeting continues today. There's also action in Dundalk, Mary.